Do you know what time it is? You were supposed to be home at 10. And what time is it now? Yes, it's midnight. Don't give me that tone. You shouldn't be out that late. There are a lot of creeps out there, and when I tell you to be home at 10, you listen. There's a creep in here too, huh? You know what? I am done with that attitude of yours. I might be your stepdad, but that doesn't mean you get to treat me like this. I'll teach you how to show some respect. Get over here. Bend over my knees. You're not going to? Do I have to remind you what will happen if I tell your mom about this? What will happen when I tell her that her daughter stayed out this long doing God knows what? We both know you won't get off easy with her. She'll ground you for at least a month and take your phone away for a week. Is that what you want? Or will you listen to me and come over here? That's a good girl. I knew you'd make the right choice. How does it feel being bent over Daddy's lap? Weird? I can imagine it's been quite a while since you've had a spanking, but I'm gonna have to punish you for breaking the rules, and I think this is just the kind of punishment you need. Don't be so surprised. You're almost asking for it, wearing a skimpy little dress like that. Should I bring that up to your mom too? Should I tell her you went out looking like a little slut? No, I didn't think so. Very quick answer. Here, let me pull up your dress so I can give you a proper spanking. Now what I want you to do every time my hand hits your ass is count out loud for me. Understood? Good. Caught you by surprise, didn't it? That little gasp you let out was adorable. But that doesn't mean you should forget to count, because you'll have to start all over again when you do. Do you respect me yet, What was that? Use your words, sweetie. This is just the beginning. I think a bratty little girl like you needs more. How does Daddy's big, firm hand feel on that tiny little ass of yours, baby girl? I know you've been waiting for this to happen. I see you walking around the house with barely any clothes on. I know you like it when I look at you. I'm not dumb. I know you've been watching me in the shower when I leave the bathroom door halfway open. This is what you get for being such a needy little slut. For trying to seduce your stepdad, who's over twice your age. I've bet you've been fantasizing about this for a long time. But you've been waiting for me to make a move. Well, tonight's the night, baby girl. I'm gonna give you exactly what you want. Your stepdad's big, hard cock. Get on your knees for me. Let me hear you say, yes, Daddy. It's a good girl. I know it's hard already. Go ahead, take it into your mouth, princess. Show me what a good girl you can be. Doesn't it turn you on, trying to fit your stepdad's thick cock in your tiny little mouth? Oh, you're doing a great job, love, you really are. But I'm gonna help you out just a little bit. Let me put my hand on the back of your head and push my cock all the way down your throat. That's my good little girl. Take Daddy's cock all the way down. God, you're such a good little cock-sucking whore. It's almost like you've had some practice. Little slut, don't worry. I won't tell your mom as long as you keep sucking like this. Fuck. Look up at me. Good girl. It turns you on that you're on your knees with your 40-year-old stepdad's big cock in your mouth, doesn't it? Bet your friends in high school don't get punished like this, do they, huh? Fuck. Keep going, baby. You're getting me close. Do you want me to fill up your mouth with my cum? Do you want your stepdad to empty his balls inside your slutty little mouth? Fuck. Keep sucking, keep looking up at me. Fuck. I'm gonna come. Drain my balls, baby girl. Drain Daddy's balls. balls. Fuck. Swallow it all down. Fuck. Good little girl. Now go up to your room and get some sleep. It's late.